KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A South African freight and logistics group has sounded the alarm over the financial toll of the political unrest in Mozambique. The Association of Freight Forwarders has warned that millions of rands are being lost daily. Border officials temporarily closed the Lebombo port of entry following reports that vehicles were being torched on the Mozambican side. As a safety measure, some fuel trucks en route to South Africa were diverted yesterday. At least 30 people have been killed in 3 weeks of demonstrations over contested election results. The association's Barbara Momman says the temporary border closures have disrupted logistics and slowed down critical supply chains that serve South Africa.
What we would like to have is a restoration of some level of functionality to the corridor as soon as possible. The loss to livelihood is really huge, and at a time when neither country can afford unpredictability as far as jobs are concerned, because it's such an important economic generator for the region. I'm not sure that either SADC or our own government has given sufficient assistance in this regard.
Border officials agreed yesterday to partially reopen the port for the movement of people. Cargo processing will begin once Mozambique completes preparations. Eight people have survived a potentially fatal crash near Higginson Highway south of Durban. Three vehicles collided on the N2 South near the off-ramp last night. The impact caused a truck to overturn and left a car standing vertically. ALS paramedics spokesperson Gareth Jameson says one person had to be cut free from a vehicle.
The driver of the light motor vehicle was entrapped in the wreckage, and paramedics worked to stabilize the patient in the vehicle whilst the jaws of life were used to cut the patient free. A total of eight patients were stabilized on scene before being transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required.
The U.S. government has brought charges against an Afghan national in connection with an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. The Justice Department says Fahad Shakiri is accused of being an agent who was told to mastermind a way to kill Trump before he was elected president. Fahad Shakiri is now on the run. Sky News reporter David Blevins is in Washington. He says the 51-year-old suspect is living in Iran and told investigators about his mission during a series of voluntary phone interviews.
He is alleged to have told the FBI that he was directed by an official in the Revolutionary Guard to formulate a plot to kill Donald Trump in September of this year.
And finally, Beyoncé leads the way with the most nominations for next year's Grammy Awards. She's received 11 nods, including Album of the Year, making her the most nominated artist in the event's history. Taylor Swift has made history too by receiving her 7th nomination for Album of the Year for the Tortured Poets Department. It means she overtakes Barbara Streisand. The other leading nominees with 7 each are Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone and Charlie XCX. Well, back home, we need to be aware of 2 weather warnings this weekend. Today, we've got a level 2 alert in place across most parts of KZN. Severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours are expected. These could lead to localized damage to infrastructure, threats to life and livestock, and flooding in low-lying areas. Then the Weather Office has issued a Level 4 warning for tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are expected over most parts, bringing similar risks, but at an increased level of severity. And here's a quick look at your maximum temperatures today. Partly cloudy and warm with a high of 26 degrees in Durban. Maritzburg, 31. Richards Bay, Ulundi, 32. Ladysmith, Newcastle, 30. 25 for Margate, Cockstead and the Berg. Sea swells at the Durban beach this morning are reaching 3 metres, with sunset at 25 past 6. There's a northeasterly wind of 18 k's per hour. Cape Town, 24 degrees. Johannesburg, 21.